This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Saturday, December 4, 2021, and these are the headlines. The city government was only able to vaccinate 75,476 residents during the three-day Bakunahan National Vaccination Days that ended on Wednesday. Dr. Michelle Sclosser, COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson, said this happened even when the city government was prepared for the event in terms of resources as well as the cooperation with the private sector. Sclosser said the problem was that only a few people went to the vaccination sites, despite the massive information drive during the preparation stage of the event. Meanwhile, the Interagency Task Force for the Management of Emerging Infectious Diseases has approved new testing and quarantine protocols for arriving international passengers from countries, territories, and jurisdictions in the green and yellow list effective yesterday. The green list is composed of countries, territories, and jurisdictions with low risk of COVID-19 infection, while the yellow list is composed of destinations with moderate risk of COVID-19 infection. Regardless of a negative result, they shall be required to undergo home quarantine up to the 14th day from the date of arrival. In business, Banco Central ng Pilipinas Governor Benjamin Jokno said the market might have exaggerated its reaction towards the impact of Omicron after the new COVID-19 variant was confirmed in the latter part of November. This amid consecutive shedding of the local shares since Thursday last week. The local stock market dipped below the 7,000 level on Monday. In another story, digital wallet GCash reported that it sustained growth and market leadership with over 51 million users as of end October. The report comes as GCash continues to expand its digital ecosystem as it now has over 51 million registered users across the Philippines. This translates to around 70% of Filipino adults who have a GCash account. In sports, Filipino baller Kai Soto's debut in the National Basketball League in Australia suffered a setback because of a knee soreness. The teen, who is set to play for Adelaide 36ers, posted on his social media account the picture of his swollen knee before he could start his stint in the league. In volleyball, former University of the Philippines standout Isa Molde has opted to leave PLDT and will play for another team in the expected return of the Philippine Basketball League next year. The Cebuana Spiker is expected to reinforce Choco Mucho, which lost Dabawenya Maddie Madayag to injury during the previous tournament. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the prize of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.